Hello there, Duarte.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Mr. Pacheco, how are you?
Perfect.
I'm very happy to see you, and I will be very happy to see you also tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Ah, yes, I'm trying to think what I have tomorrow. I just know what I have today. Tomorrow is another day.
سعادة السفير السلام عليكم.
عليكم السلام. مرحبا مرحبا دكتور، كيف حالك؟
الله يبارك فيك. الله يبارك فيك. سعادة الرئيس دقيقتين وجاي موجود في المكتب، راح يجي دقيقتين. وسعيد جدا برؤيتك معنا، اشتقنا لك.
الله يسلمك.
هذا الكوفيد هلكنا. منعنا، والله منعنا وأقعدنا في الأرض. الصوت عندك ميوت.
إن شاء الله جايين قريب بإذن الله.
إن شاء الله إن شاء الله. على كل حال إحنا في قطر الأمور ممتازة والدنيا هانية جدا، الأمور كلها متيسرة الحمد لله.
الحمد لله.
الله يبارك فيك. الله يبارك.
Hello, hello everyone.
Hello, Martin, how are you?
Fine, thank you, Ali. It's so strange. We're both in Geneva, but we're just about 300 meters away from each other, right?
Yeah, but this is the new life now.
Yes. Hi, Duarte.
Hi, Martin, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
Now we see every day.
Yes, yes. Yeah, that's the wonders of technology and COVID.
Yes. Because we have these tools before the pandemic, but we
didn't use them.
Yes.
Hello, Mr. Pacheco.
Hi.
Mr. President, how are you?
Perfect. Thank you. It's a pleasure to see you.
Pleasure shared. And hello, Your Excellency from Qatar.
Hello, hello.
Hello, my name is Thomas. I'll be the moderator today.
Nice to meet you. You'll see you soon.
I hope so, yes.
Not in the virtual, in my office or in your office.
With pleasure.
Pleasure to me.
So we're just waiting for Mr. Speaker, I think.
Yeah. Hi, President, how are you? And congratulations. First time I see you in the virtual before I see you in the Geneva.
Hi, thank you so much.
I wish you all the best and full success.
Thank you. Thank you. Carlos, estás bem?
يلا نبدأ. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everybody. Your Excellency Duarte, Brother Duarte, how are you?
Fine, Mr. Speaker. It's a pleasure to see you. How are you?
Pleasure to see you. Pleasure to see you again.
Good afternoon as well.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Fantastic. So good afternoon. My name is Thomas Fitzsimons, and I'm the Director of Communications for the IPU. And good afternoon from Geneva. We're very happy to be here to welcome you to this virtual signing ceremony between the Shura Council of Qatar and the IPU. So we'll keep it very short. We're in a small committee. And we will hear first from Mr. Pacheco, the IPU president, followed by Mr. Al Mahmoud, the speaker of the Shura Council. And then we will go to the signature of the Memorandum of Understanding, and then a few closing remarks from Mr. Martin Chungong, the IPU Secretary General. So Mr. Pacheco, Mr. President, I would now like to give you the floor.
Thank you so much, Thomas. Your Excellency, Speaker of the Shura Council of Qatar, Mr. Secretary General, it's a pleasure to be part in this ceremony. The Memorandum of Understanding between the Shura Council of the State of Qatar and the
recording in progress
is something that will close, may I say, a special relation, amazing relation that we have between the Shura Council in your presidency and the IPU. We worked so well during the last years that I think we don't need it. But it's also important to give something to the future. And so, this way, we will say to everyone, to all countries of the world, to the all members of IPU, and also to the people of Qatar, that the special relation that we built in the last years is something so strong that will go on farther and farther for the future. Especially because we have shared some values, Excellency. We are commitment to empowerment of the parliament. We are committed to have more participation of women and youth in politics. We have the commitment to achieve dialogue and peace between all countries of the world. We have the commitment that the dialogue is the essential tool to resolve conflicts that may happen somewhere. And so, what we have here to sign, and the Secretary General will sign it, and Your Excellency will represent just one more step in this special relation. But I believe that we will still working so close with the Shura Council of Qatar that this memorandum will be just something to remember. We don't need it because we are very committed with each other. Thank you so much, Excellency.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. Mr. Al Mahmoud, Mr. Speaker, over to you. The floor is yours.
Thank you. Your Excellency Duarte Pacheco, President of IBU. Your Excellency Mr. Martin Jong, Secretary General of the IBU. His Excellency Mr. Ali Khalfan Al Mansouri, he is Ambassador, Permanent Representative of the State of Qatar and Geneva. The honorable audience, may peace and the blessing of Allah be upon you. I agree fully of what you said, Your Excellency, the President of the IBU. And I'm glad to meet you all on this day, on the eve of the International Day of Parliamentarism, to sign Memorandum of Understanding between Shura Council and of the State of Qatar and the Inter-Parliamentary Union, IBU, as framework of cooperation and coordination between the Shura Council and the parliamentarians in Geneva. I agree that the relation between us is far away of this memorandum of understanding is just a step forward for more cooperation. As you are aware that the Shura Council is committed to the IBU objectives and involved in implementing the strategy which the IBU set for the coming years. Since the joining of the IBU by Shura Council in 2006, Shura Council has effectively participated in all the activities of the IBU, be it the General Assemblies, the Governing Council, the Standing Committees, and of the specialized committees. You may all recall the convention of the 140 General Assembly of the IBU and the related meeting in Doha in the State of Qatar in April 2019, which was ground with the great success as everybody witnessed for. The number of participating delegations was a record. Similarly, the participation by the presidents of the parliaments was also a record in number compared with other assemblies. It was pleased with the developing strong relation. I was pleased with developing strong relations of friendship and cooperation with the president and the secretary general of the IBU. We will work on promoting it and we will work to strengthen this cooperation and will coordinate positions in the service of the noble objective of the IBU. The IBU objectives can be summarized as work to promoting democracy, respect for human rights, working to maintain international peace and security, and achieving sustainable development for all the people of the world. The signing of this memorandum of understanding between the Shura Council of the State of Qatar and the Inter-Parliamentary Union, IBU, is a milestone in the history of the relations between the two sides. It will work a good opening for further cooperation and coordination, especially since the State of Qatar will be witnessing next October, a prominent event in the history. Next October will witness holding the first general elections of the Shura Council. The practice constitutes a fundamental pillar of democracy, which His Highness Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, the Emir of State of Qatar, has adopted as an approach for good governance and for a framework for the wise policy of His Highness. I wish the IPU more success and achievements, and I wish our cooperation would further witness success and promotion that will serve the ideals we are committed to them. May Allah's peace and mercy be upon you. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. And indeed, we have great memories of the 140th IPU Assembly in Doha, Qatar. So it's wonderful that that we are now consolidating with this memorandum of understanding. So now we will proceed to the virtual signing of the memorandum. So Mr. Speaker, I would invite you to sign the document if you have it before you. And then we will move to Mr. Martin Chungong, to the IPU Secretary General, who will also sign the memorandum of understanding. It's very frustrating not to be able to do in person, of course. And then I will give the floor to the Secretary General for some closing remarks. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you.
Mr. Secretary General, over to you. Thank you. Congratulations to the IPU and to the Shura Council of Qatar.
Thank you.
Mr. Secretary General, over to you.
Thank you very much, Thomas. Distinguished President of the IPU, Mr. Pacheco Duarte, Your Excellency, the Speaker of the Shura Council of Qatar, Excellency, the Ambassador of Qatar to the United Nations in Geneva, my very good friend, Ali Mansouri, distinguished colleagues, it gives me great pleasure to assign this Memorandum of Understanding on behalf of the IPU with the Shura Council of Qatar. As previous speakers have said, and Duarte has said, we do not really need this because our cooperation is in good standing, excellent standing. I personally have been involved with this parliament for a long, long time, since the era of the new and restored democracies period, when we had a big conference in Doha. So I have come to really appreciate the commitment of the state of Qatar, especially its parliament, to the ideals and founding values of the IPU. We want to thank you, Speaker Al-Mahmoud, for giving strong impetus to our cooperation, since you have taken the leadership of the Shura Council. In fact, when we look at the size of Qatar and we look at its involvement in the IPU, we could say that it is inversely proportionate, that your involvement in the IPU is not proportionate to your size. But as you know, in the IPU, there are no small countries, there are no big countries. They are just member parliaments of the organization who are entitled to equal treatment. And I think that the president of the IPU and I share that vision for the organization. So we welcome your commitment, Speaker Al-Mahmoud. We welcome the commitment of the Shura Council, the authorities of Qatar, especially His Highness, the Emir of the State of Qatar. We really appreciate the support. As previous speakers have said, we remember fondly the 140th Assembly held in Doha, Qatar in 2019. It was a record assembly, as you mentioned, record participation, but very substantive outcomes, including the Doha Declaration. And I see this as symbol of the strengthened relationship that the IPU has had with the state of Qatar and its Shura Council. We are looking forward to strengthening this cooperation with this new MOU that we have concluded today. We welcome the historic decision taken by the authorities of the state of Qatar to organize elections in October this year to strengthen the progress of democracy in the state of Qatar. We are very supportive of this progress. And you can be sure, Mr. Speaker, that this MOU will give us added impetus to support the Parliament of Qatar to make it ever more democratic according to the hallmarks of democracy, that of strengthening representativeness, transparency, accountability, accessibility, and effectiveness. We believe that with a strong parliament, it is democracy that will be strengthened, and it is possible to make democracy work for the people. And that is why we welcome this MOU today. We welcome our efforts to strengthen our cooperation with the state of Qatar, because we want to help you and the institutions of Qatar to deliver for the people in terms of development, peace, and harmony. So thank you for this opportunity. And I'm pleased to now show up my marriage certificate.
So do I. So do I. So do I. It is ledger. Up. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Very good. Congratulations on our marriage. Very good. Thank you.
Mr. Speaker, it's your legacy.
Thank you. So for you, thank you for your support. Thank you for what you did. Wish you all the best, Your Excellency. Looking forward to see you, to meet you in the near future, on coming events. Thank you again. Thank you, Secretary General, for what you did. And happy that we signed together this memorandum of understanding. And I'm sure that the relation between Shura Council and IBU, it's already as friend, dear friend, Duarte said, and as you said, the relation between us is far away of more than memorandum, but we would like to also to put a step also on our way to the more cooperation.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you. I see the ambassador who has been sitting there very quietly, but he has been very instrumental in strengthening our cooperation here.
We're
talking all the time, and sometimes since our offices are not far from one another, I can stand from my office and say, "Hello, Ali, how are you?" So thank you very much, Your Excellency Al-Mansouri. Thank you for your support. We really appreciate it. And I look forward to continuing to work with you and through you also with the authorities of Doha, those in Doha. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you as well. I would like to say also to thank His Excellency the Ambassador and the court and the one moderator for start this ceremony. And I'm so happy to see you, even it is not natural, everybody, but see you even in the virtual, at least to say hello again. And thank you very much for everything.
Thank you,
we must find time to celebrate in person.
Yes.
In Vienna.
Okay.
At the summit of the speakers' conference, Mr. Speaker.
And I will be richer, you know, Speaker Al-Mahmoud, I'll be richer with the 2 million that you're giving the IPU. I have a lot of money in my pocket.
Thank you so much, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Thank you to everybody.
You.
It just remains for me to wish you also a very happy International Day of Parliamentarism tomorrow, the 30th of June, which of course is also the IPU's anniversary.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Goodbye from Geneva.
Thank you. Bye.
Goodbye from Lisbon.
Thank you. From Qatar, Doha.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Hello.
Okay, está feito. fossem todas assim.